Captain! Captain!
Anything wrong? The accommodations?
No. They appear quite interesting.
The cells are below. This is the common room for those who wait.
Do they all await the Inquisition?
Oh, no. These are merely thieves, murderers. You may put your belongings over there. Should you or your servant need anything, just shout. If you're able.
What did he mean by that?
Calm yourself. There's a remedy for everything but death.
Good morning, gentlemen. Ladies. I regret being thrust upon you in this manner. I hope you will not find my company too objectionable. In any case...
But for God's sake, do it quietly. And let him go.
Who are you, huh? Speak up. Speak up!
Cervantes. Don Miguel de Cervantes. May I have the honor?
They call me the governor. Now, what's your game?
My game?
It's your speciality, man. Are you cut purse or highwayman?
Oh, nothing so interesting. I am a poet.
They're putting men in prison for that.
No, not for that.
Too bad.
Well, let's get on with the trial.
Excuse me, what trial?
Well, yours, of course.
But what have I done?
Well, you'll find something.
You don't seem to understand. I shall only be here
My dear sir, no one enters or leaves this prison without being tried by his fellow prisoners.
And if I'm found guilty?
Oh, you will be.
What sort of sentence?
We generally fine a prisoner all his possessions.
All of them?
It's not practical to take more. Well, let's have a look at them.
No, just one moment. These things are my livelihood.
I thought you said you were a poet.
Of the theater. These are only costumes and properties. You see, actually, I am a playwright and an actor. So, of course, these poor things could not possibly be of any use
Don't
to you.
Don't touch that piano! Yeah. Faster!
Yeah. What's this? A package.
No, please, don't take that.
Heavy. Valuable?
Only to me.
I hereby declare this court in session.
Now then, what are you here for?
I am to appear before the Inquisition.
Heresy?
No, not exactly. You see, I had been employed by the government as a tax collector.
Poet, actor, tax collector?
A temporary thing to keep us from starvation.
How does a tax collector get in trouble with the Inquisition?
I made an assessment against the monastery of La Merced. When they refused to pay, I issued a lien on the property.
You did what?
He foreclosed on a church.
These two have empty rooms in their heads.
The law says treat everyone equally. I only obeyed the law.
Governor, if you don't mind, I should like to prosecute this case.
Who is this gentleman?
We call him the Duke.
Why, Your Grace, do you wish to prosecute me?
Let us say I dislike stupidity, especially when it masquerades as virtue. Miguel de Cervantes, I charge you with being an idealist, a bad poet, and an honest man. How plead you?
Guilty.
Bravo! It is the judgment of this
Your Excellency, what about my defense?
But you've just pleaded guilty.
Since I have admitted guilt, isn't the court required to hear me out?
For what purpose?
Well, the jury may choose to be lenient.
He is trying to gain time.
Oh, do you have a scarcity of that?
Any urgent appointments?
It is true. I am guilty of these charges. An idealist. I have never had the courage to believe in nothing. A bad poet. Well, this comes a bit more painfully, but still...
Well, let's hear your defense.
Your Excellency, if you've no objection, I should like to present it in the form I know best. An entertainment.
Entertainment?
But first, it may beguile your time. And since my cast of characters is large, I ask all here to enter in, to play whatever roles may suit your fancy.
Governor, I should like to protest.
No, let's hear him out.
I shall impersonate a man. Come, enter into my imagination and see him. His name, Alonso Quijana, a country squire, no longer young, bony, hollow-faced, eyes that burn with a fire of inner vision. Being retired, he has much time for books. He studies them from morn to night, and often through the night as well. And all he reads oppresses him. fills him with indignation at man's murderous ways toward man. He broods, broods, and broods. And finally, from so much brooding, his brains dry up. He lays down the melancholy burden of sanity and conceives the strangest project ever imagined: to become a knight errant and sally forth into the world to right all wrongs. No longer shall he be plain Alonso Quijana, but a dauntless knight known as Don Quixote de la Mancha. Hear me now, thou bleak and unbearable world, thou art base and debauched as can be. And a knight with his banners all bravely unfurled now hurls down his gauntlet to thee. The Lord of La Mancha, my destiny calls and I go. And the wild winds of fortune shall carry me onward, or whithersoever they blow. Whithersoever they blow, onward to glory. And serpents of sin, all your dastardly doings are past. For a holy endeavor is now to begin, and virtue shall triumph at last. I am I, Don Quixote, the Lord of La Mancha. My destiny calls and I go.
And how dost thou like adventuring?
Oh, marvelous, your grace.
But
it's peculiar. To me, this great highway to glory looks exactly like the road to El Toboso, where you can buy chickens cheap.
Like beauty, my friend, is all in the eye of the beholder. Only wait. Thou shalt see amazing sights.
What kind?
Knights and nations, warlocks, wizards, a cavalcade of vast, unending armies.
They sound dangerous.
Well, they are dangerous, but one there'll be who leads them, and he shall be most dangerous of all.
Who is he?
The great enchanter. Beware him, Sancho, for his thoughts are cold. His spirit shriveled. He has eyes like little machines. And where he walks, the earth is blighted. But one day we shall meet face to face. And on that day...
Well, I wouldn't get upset, Your Grace.
Ah!
What is it?
How long since we sallied forth?
About 2 minutes.
So soon shall I engage in brave, unequal combat.
Combat? Where?
Canst thou see a monstrous giant of infamous repute?
What giant?
It is that dark and dreaded ogre by the name of Matagoga. You can tell him by the 4 great arms a-whirling from his back.
It's a windmill.
Oh, feckless giant standing there. Avast! Avaunt! And on, beware!
Didn't I tell you? Didn't I say, Your Grace, that's a windmill?
The work of my enemy.
The enchanter?
At the last moment, he transformed that ogre into a windmill. Ah!
Now what?
There, in the distance, a castle.
A castle?
castle?
Rock-bound amidst the crags.
Crags?
The banners, the brave banners flaunting in the wind. Come, blow thy bugle, that a dwarf may mount the battlements and announce our coming.
I don't see a castle. I do see something. Maybe it's an inn.
An inn?
We'd better pass it by, Your Grace. These roadside places are full of rough men and women.
We shall ride straight up to the drawbridge of yon castle, and there thy vision may improve.
And here, fellow prisoners, is an example of how, to the untrained eye, one thing may seem to be another. To Sancho an inn, to Quixote a castle, to someone else, whatever his mind may make of it. But for the sake of argument, let us grant Sancho his version, an inn. With a kindly innkeeper. Will you play him, Governor? His less kindly wife. Rough men, muleteers, 15 miles on the road today. Rough women, too. And in most particular, a woman. A woman called Aldonza.
You want this on the table or over your lousy head? There's wine! Feed!
Hey, Aldonza, I brought you something.
Keep it till it grows up.
I've got a nice thick bed of hay in the stable.
Good. Eat it.
You would refuse, Pedro?
Try me!
My mules are not as stubborn.
Fire! Make love to your mules.
You'll prove to me before the night's out, you're all the same, you're all the same. So do not talk to me of love. I'm not a fool with starry eyes. Just put your money in my hand, and you will get what money buys. One pair of arms is like another. I don't know.
Do not like the life I live, but I...
pig butcher. I didn't expect him till tomorrow. Coming, Senor Butcher, coming.
Oh, what in the name of the seven saints? Is the lord of the castle at hand?
I'm in charge of this place.
We waited, sire, for a dwarf to mount the battlements and announce us, but none appeared.
The dwarfs are all busy.
Noble lords and ladies, my master, Don Quixote, knight-errant, defender of the right, pursuer of lofty undertakings, implores the boon of hospitality.
Well, sir, is it granted?
Oh, absolutely. This inn, I mean, this castle is open to everybody.
He's a madman.
Madmen are the children of God.
Oh, gentle knights. If there be any among you that require assistance, you have but to speak, and my good right arm is at your service. Whether it be a princess held for ransom, an army besieged and awaiting rescue, or merely... Dear God, it is she.
Who's that?
Sweet lady, fair virgin, I dare not gaze full upon thy countenance, lest I be blinded by beauty. I implore thee, speak once thy name.
Aldonza.
My lady Jess.
Aldonza!
Oh, the name of the kitchen scullion, or mayhap my lady's serving maid.
Look, I told you my name.
Ah, did my lady think to put me to a test? Nay, sweet sovereign of my captive heart, I shall not fail thee, for I know I have dreamed thee too long. Never seen thee or touched thee, but known thee with all of my heart. Half a prayer, half a song, thou hast always been with me, though we have been always apart. Dulcinea, Dulcinea, I see heaven when I see thee, Dulcinea, and thy name is like a prayer an angel whispers, Dulcinea. Tremble and shrink from the touch of my hand on thy hair. Let my fingers but see, thou art warm and alive, and no phantom to fade in the air. Dulcinea, Dulcinea, I have sought to sung thee, dreamed thee, Dulcinea. Now I found thee, and the world shall know thy glory, Dulcinea.
Come along, sir knight. I'll show you to your quarters.
Quarters? Oh, my lord.
propose to offer a defense.
This is my defense.
The most curious I've ever heard.
But if it entertains...
The word is divert. I think your purpose is to divert us from ours.
Precisely. Now, if I may get on with it.
Continue your defense.
Imagine now the family, our brave knight left behind. Not the lords and ladies and retainers of Don Quixote de la Mancha, but the simple womenfolk of a country squire known as Alonso Quijada. Imagine their shock as news of the master's madness reaches them. The shock to his niece Antonia, who is worried about its effect on her forthcoming marriage, to his housekeeper of many years, who is worried about even darker matters, to the local padre who has known Alonso all of his life. Alonso's niece and his housekeeper hurry to seek advice of the padre. But in spite of the trouble which the squire's madness may bring down upon their heads, you may be sure they are only thinking of him.
I'm only thinking of him. I'm only thinking of him. Whatever I may do or say, I'm only thinking of him. In my body it's well known, there is not one selfish bone. I'm only thinking and worrying about him. I've been told he's chasing dragons, and I fear it may be true. If my groom should hear about it, heaven knows what he will do. Oh, I dearly love my uncle, but for what he's done to me, I would like to take and lock him up and throw away the key. But if I do, there is one thing that I swear will still be true. I'm only thinking of him. Christian charity. I'm only thinking and worrying about him. Oh, I think he's been too lonely, living years without a spouse. So when he returns, I fear I may have trouble in the house. Oh, they say he seeks a lady, but his own true love shall be. God forbid that in his madness he should ever think it's me. If he should try, I'd surely die, and I would grimly guard my honor as I try. I'm only
And now there appears on the scene a man of breeding, intelligence, logic. The only one here who could play him is the Duke. He is Antonia's fiancé, Dr. Sanson Carrasco, Bachelor of Science, graduate of the University of Salamanca, a man who carries his own self-importance as though afraid of breaking it. He has been intensely humiliated by the bizarre behavior of his uncle-to-be, and rushes to see his fiancée, still closeted with the padre.
Sanson!
Have you heard?
On my way here, I was informed by at least 10 people. My dear, your uncle is the laughingstock of the entire neighborhood. Padre, what do you know of this?
Only that the good Senor Quijana has been carried away by his imagination.
Senor Quijana has lost his mind and is suffering from delusions.
Is there a difference?
Exactitude of meaning. I beg to remind you, Padre, that I am a doctor.
Please don't argue. We must do something about him.
I'm a little more concerned about us.
What do you mean, us?
Our marriage, my dear. There is a certain embarrassment at having a madman in the family in the eyes of others.
Oh, come, doctor.
I do not relish claiming a lunatic as uncle.
Samson, I had hoped for so much for us. Oh, for you, really. Everything was to be for you. My uncle's house and his land.
True, doctor. In time, they would all be yours. After all, if one is to serve science, one must have the means.
Are you priest or pawnbroker?
What I meant was consider the challenge.
What challenge?
Think what cleverness it would take to wean this man from madness and persuade him to return home.
That is a challenge.
Impossible.
He can't have gone far.
No more than a day's journey.
Get ready, Padre. We shall go after him.
But as you go, there is one thing that you want the world to know.
I fear with pain that once again we now shall hear a very often heard refrain.
He's only thinking of him.
Let us return now to the inn, to the kitchen of the inn. Now then, as everyone knows, it is imperative that a knight shall have a lady. For a knight without a lady is like a body without a soul. To whom would he dedicate his conquests? What visions sustain him when he sallies forth to do battle with ogres and with giants? Don Quixote, having discovered his lady, sends his faithful squire to her with a missive.
Missive? What's a missive?
A sort of a letter. My master warned me to give it only into your hand.
I can't read.
Neither can I. But my master, foreseeing such a possibility, recited it to me so I could commit it to memory.
What does it say?
Most lovely sovereign and high-born lady, the heart of this thy vassal knight faints for thy favor. O fairest of the fair, purest of the pure, incomparable Dulcinea.
That again, my name is Aldonza.
My master calls you Dulcinea.
Why?
How should I know? I beg thee grant that I may kiss the nethermost hem of thy garment.
Do what?
If you keep interrupting, the whole thing will be gone out of my head.
What does he want?
I'm getting to it. And send to me a token of thy fair esteem that I may carry as my standard into battle.
What kind of a token?
He says generally it's a silken scarf.
I'll give him a token here.
A dirty dish rag, but my lady...
Don't you, my lady, me too, or I'll crack you like an egg. Oh, wait a minute. Come back here. Why do you follow him?
Oh, well, that's easy to explain. I...
Why?
I'm telling you. It's because... Because...
Why?
I like him. I really like him. Tear out my fingernails one by one. I like him. I don't have a very good reason. Since I've been with him, cuckoo nuts have been in season. But there's nothing I can do. Chop me up for onion stew. Still I'll shout to the sky, though I can't tell you why, that I like him.
It doesn't make any sense. What do you get out of it?
What do I get? Why, already I've got... I've got...
You've got nothing. Why do you do it?
I like him. I really like him. Pluck me naked as the scalded chicken. I like him. ask me the why or wherefore. For I don't have a single good because or therefore. You can barbecue my nose, make some giblets of my toes. Make me freeze, make me fry, make me sigh, make me cry. Still I'll shout to the sky, though I can't tell you why that I like him.
You're as crazy as your master. Get out of here.
All right, I'm going.
We'll be gone. Nobility, high-born lady, Dulcinea.
Why does he do the things he does? Why does he do these things? Why does he march through that dream that he's in, covered with glory and rusty old tin? Why does he live in a world? Why does he say these things? Sweet Dulcinea and missive and such, nethermost hem of thy garment I touch. No one can be what he wants me to be. What does he want of me? What does he want of me? Give when it's natural to take. Where does he see all the good he can see? And what does he want of me? What does he want of me?
Now to the courtyard of the inn. The muleteers lounging about, singing with the sentimentality of truly brutal men.
Little bird, please fly, please go.
milk of your little bird.
What's this?
Back.
It's a letter.
That's how stupid you are. It's a missive.
Missive? Who reads?
Give it back.
Hold her.
Most lovely sovereign and highborn lady. It's from her knight. It's a love letter.
Stupid joke.
Why so hot about it, eh?
Yes, has he touched your heart?
Nobody touches my heart.
All those fine words.
Fine words. He's a man, isn't he? All right, he wants what every other man wants.
I don't say.
Later, when I'm finished in the kitchen.
Pedro. I've waited too long. Without a song.
Himself, Don Quixote.
The madman. I'll send him to you.
I must confess, Doctor. I shall not know what to say to him.
In that case, leave it to me.
He may not even know us.
I am prepared for that contingency. Should he fail to recognize us?
Of Don Quixote de la Mancha, is there a castle beleaguered by giants, a king who lies under enchantment, an army besieged? What is this? My friends.
You know us?
Should a man not know his own friends, Dr. Carrasco? Padre Perez.
Senor Quijana.
Padre, I should prefer you address me properly. I am Don Quixote, knight errant of La Mancha.
Senor Quijana.
Don Quixote.
There are no giants, no kings under enchantment, no chivalry, no knights. There have been no knights for 300 years.
So learned and yet so misinformed. These are facts. Facts are the enemy of truth.
Oh, I am.
Oh, someone approaches.
And I go my merry way.
Ah!
My razor and
just
my
an ordinary traveler.
But see what he wears on his head. It's a hiding, Sancho.
You will need me so.
Oh, dear.
For the Lord protects his barbers and he makes the stubble grow.
There aren't any knights.
What?
I was wrong. Forgive me, your bigness. I thought I'd been touched by the sun.
Thou wilt be touched by far worse if thou dost not speedily hand over that golden helmet.
Golden helmet? But this is nothing but a shaving basin.
A shaving basin?
I must say, Your Grace, it does look like a shaving basin.
Of course. You see, I'm a barber. I ply my trade from village to village, and I was wearing this on my head to ward off the rays of the sun. So that's how your eyes...
Silence!
Made a mistake.
Knowest thou what this really is? The golden helmet of Mambrino. When worn by one of noble heart, it renders him invulnerable to all wounds. Thou golden helmet of Mambrino, with so illustrious a past, too long hast thou been lost to glory, thou'd rediscovered now at last. Golden helmet of Mambrino, there can be no hat like thee. Thou and I now, ere I die now, will make golden history.
I can hear the cuckoo singing in the cuckooberry tree.
If he says that that's a helmet, I suggest that you agree.
But he'll find it is not gold and will not make him bold and brave.
Well, at least he'll find it useful if he ever needs a shave.
Thou golden helmet of Mambrino, thy deeds the world will not forget. Now Don Quixote de la Mancha will bring thee greater glory yet.